This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What is the best way to help people in need? Some economists argue, well, just give them money. Once upon a time, there was a flamboyant entrepreneur named Percy Ross who made a bunch of money in plastics, plastic trash bags, to be specific. Now, in the 1980s and 90s, Ross, who died in 2001, did a newspaper column out of Minnesota in which he set himself up as America's rich uncle and just gave money to people who wrote in. Jackie Shine has written a nice piece about the late Percy Ross in the publication Long Reads. Ms. Shine, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Thanks a Million was his newspaper column. What did he do with that?
People would write in and ask for money for almost anything. And Percy Ross would read through the letters. And by and large, if somebody requested something under $1,000 and he liked the request, he just sent them a check.
So he's a little seat of your pants here. It's in contrast to big charities today who tend to be more data-driven and they want the recipients to demonstrate the need with statistics and then deliver metrics to show impact. This wasn't Percy Ross.
No. American philanthropists and everyday Americans, too, are very concerned about how that money is used and about the kind of moral values that it expresses about the people they give it to. Percy Ross was not interested in that. One of my favorites was that he gave a woman money to keep her 92-year-old grandfather in girly magazines for the rest of his life. He paid for winter coats. Sometimes he paid people's electric bills and property taxes. In the way that a philanthropy targets its money very specifically, Percy Ross didn't have a kind of ethic of giving.
And toward the end, the latter years of his newspaper column, he did something interesting that you found striking. It was a kind of crowdfunding?
He would print in his column particular letters from people who needed huge amounts of funding for whatever project he deemed worthy. And people would send in cash. So there is a YMCA in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan that was funded through readers sending $50,000 in dollar bills. They funded a heart transplant for a woman in Texas. They sent 15,000 children's books to a teacher in California.
That's interesting. That's the closest analog to these crowdfunding systems that we see online now.
Especially given the degree to which people now rely on crowdfunding to pay for medical costs. Absolutely.
Marketplace.org, the mentioned on-air tab. We have a link to the Long Reads piece about Percy Ross, the serial entrepreneur turned philanthropist, written by Jackie Shine. Ms. Shine, thank you.
Thank you so much.